Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na, 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 na. World won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
I heard you said it, girl.
Jimmy Cash.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Say woo. Break it
up. Share and care with love all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
Well, good evening. It is Kelly Tuesday. How's everybody doing out there? You know, this show is being sponsored by CUC, Community Unification and Collaboration. This is a nonprofit organization staffed with advisors and consultants that move throughout the communities, and they specialize in helping groups and organizations and communities reach their goal, CUC. And I'd like to dedicate Teller Tuesday to Mr. Robert Cooper from Nebraska, that had his memorial services today. He is no longer with us. He transcended. But Robert Cooper, when listening to the expressions from the people, was a man that really, really moved with his heart, with his care, that loved everyone and everyone loved him. I'd like to send condolences, hugs, and prayers out to Joyce, Monica, and Brian, and let all of you know that we will always be here with you, always. So rest in peace, Mr. Robert Cooper. Everybody called him Bob. You know, the worst mistake you can make is to give up on yourself and stop challenging yourself for fear of failure. Keep moving forward with a firm eye on the future, telling yourself, I'll start from today. I'll start fresh from now, from this moment on. That's what we're all about, moving forward here. And Miss Stephanie Haynes is going to come on with us, and she's going to talk about that number 7 chakra, the main chakra, which is the crown chakra. So get your pencils and pads out. But we're going to play this song. Bye-bye. You know this is my dedicated song that I paid to those who are no longer with us. And then we'll be ready for Miss Stephanie Haynes, the author of The Healing of the Wounds.
Ah!
Robert Cooper from Nebraska, we want you to rest in peace. And we know that he's flying up there over the rainbow. But, you know, that's so ironic because he was a lifer in the Air Force. So he was flying all the time. Always, you know, the physical is no longer here, but the spirit will live on. So on that note, we're going to bring in Ms. Stephanie Haynes, the author of The Healing of the Wound, and the author of the soon coming out, The Healing of a Man's Heart. And she's going to tell us how to keep everything in balance with our chakra number 7. Stephanie Haynes, how are you this evening?
I'm great. And how are you, Miss Linda?
I'm wonderful. Welcome back. We will talk about the wonderful event that you attended. I have to get together with you on that. And thank you for coming in and sharing and caring with us. So I'm going to sit back over here and just let you have at it, because this is the number 7. This is the end of the series, but, you know, we can do this series every day. This is my favorite series, Chakra. So I'm going to sit over here. Welcome in.
Good evening. Yeah, so tonight we will be doing the 7th chakra, which is the bra chakra. And it's about, we're doing the crown chakra tonight. We did the brow chakra last week.
Yes.
So, with our divine connection, we are always in touch with the solution we are seeking. With our divine connection, we are always in touch with the solution we are seeking. And that's by Wayne Dyer. So the crown chakra is the 7th and the final primary energy point in the body. As its name suggested, this chakra is found at the crown of the head. Now the Sanskrit name of the crown chakra is Saharaha, which translates to thousand petal lotus. Thus, the crown chakra is considered the seat of consciousness. 7th and final main energy center governs the entirety of I consciousness, our thoughts, wisdom, and awareness, as well as our connection to the universe and the divine. This chakra trait includes unity, enlightenment, serenity, and the ability to see the beauty, essentially the divine. Whereas the root, being the first of the chakra, deals with our physical reality and our connection to earthly life. The crown chakra governs our spiritual existence and our connection to both the universe and the higher realm of the divine. The Sahasrara also plays a fundamental role in the functioning of our energy body as it regulates the dispersion of the prana, which is called the life force energy. Now, into the six other chakras located between the crown, the seventh chakra is often seen as the bridge between the physical and the non-physical realm. The crown chakra imbalance, its connection to our consciousness, and because it plays such a critical role in the health of our other chakras, it is imperative that it be open and balanced for the overall healthy functioning of our energy body. Now, in the case of a black or underactive chakra, crown chakra, we are likely to feel apathetic, lonely, passive, energetically numb, and physically fatigued. We may be disconnected from others emotionally or otherwise, or have a lack of direction, with the result in being unable to establish or manifest our goals. Now, there can be a sense aimlessly drifting through life without purpose or connection. Now, often an overactive crown chakra result in a desire for material belonging, which can never be satisfied. This greed and superficiality can also manifest as arrogance about life, which extends to others, resulting in a further disconnect from humanity, seeing the divine connection among all of us. We see only what disconnects us from others. A spiritual disconnect from the divine is a disconnect from all that is, but others being and the universe. However, there is such a thing as too much of a good thing, and an overactive crown chakra can be detrimental in multiple ways. It can lead to us being over obsessive in our spirituality. We may need a spiritual fix in order to get through our day, which is unhealthy when you use it as a crutch, much like a cigarette. Addiction, we can also become very ungrounded as we pursue our divine connection at the cost of our life, forgetting the very important anchor of our root chakra. We may find ourselves constantly on the lookout for signs from the divine and believing or overanalyzing everything we see or experience. Now, I experienced this firsthand a few years into my spiritual awakening when I pursued my divine knowledge and connection in an ungrounded, broadening our obsessive manners at the expense of particularity in my physical life. Now, I believe experiencing an overactive crown chakra happens to most people at the same time during their spiritual awakening. However, it is important to be aware of this and not float off into the cosmos at the cost of life on earth. Now, the seven energy center governs the pineal gland and our neurological system, as well as our eyes, our ears, and our nose. Common physical ailments due to a brow chakra includes the following. Migraine, pituitary gland issues, thyroid issues, hormonal imbalance, chronic fatigue, hair loss, cognitive issues, neurological disorder, nerve pain, psychological issues, from anxiety to depression. Now, when the crown chakra is open, symptoms you may encounter, both physically and mentally. As this energy center opens with the crown chakra, you may feel some intense sensations at the top of your head, typically a tingling, which can lead to a more powerful vibration that can make the skull, the head, the body, and the nerves throb. Now, in some cases, you may feel an intense pressure as this energy center is open, resulting in headaches, dizziness, disorientation, a ringing in the ear or the head, or a mild feeling of electricity, energy, as though you are being zapped. Now, during the alignment of the crown chakra, you are likely to experience an increased sense of intuition and connection to both yourself and the spiritual realm. Whether you consider the divine to be God, angel, the universe, or spiritual animals, however you define it, you are likely to feel this powerful connection. As you experience this connection, you may have a surge of emotions and feel more attached to others, while perhaps simultaneously realizing your detachment from them, especially in the case of an underactive crown chakra. More present symptoms include unity with all of existence and a sense of bliss from knowing that there is more than just what we experience on earth. You see beauty in all things, and as a result, your appetite, you appreciate your own beauty, not just in your physical self, but in your spiritual self as well. A bonus is that your inner beauty now radiates externally. Now, during this experience, it is also normal to feel some of the old overactive or underactive symptoms temporarily rearing their heads again. But this is usually just a temporary part of the process of alignment. You may find that as a result of your crown chakra opening, you feel a flood of energy, both physically and spiritually, cruising across your body. But, and the other chakras may awaken further or go through a natural balancing process. So now we're going to talk about the goddess archetype, which is the guru. Now, the guru is a spiritual teacher how to live in a spiritually enlightened manner. Now, of course, there are many different teachers across religions and spiritual circles, but what sets the guru apart is that she is able to impart divine wisdom, the desire for self-realization, and a sense of wholeness within her students. Now, this guru doesn't want to be your guru. She wants you to be your own guru. The guru wants to see her student both become the very best version of themselves through their divine connection and rise above the earthly physical plane, beyond the material and the worldly life. Now, in some ways, the guru can resemble the wise woman, the goddess archetype of the Brahma chakra, but whereas the wise woman is indeed wise, the guru is divinely wise. The guru sees all and knows the divine connection between every event and the purpose of even those that seem bad. Now, just as the crown chakra is at the top of the chakra ladder, the guru is the head archetype of the chakra system, making her a role model for each and every one of us. However, this doesn't make the pure guru ignorant or arrogant or the hierarchical. In fact, a truly powerful guru knows that because everyone and everything is connected, everyone is also a teacher, and a lesson can come from all the life experience, whether it's good or bad. Now, also, the guru represents the spiritual teacher that reside in each of us. In our higher self, we may not think of ourselves as every being enlightened enough to become a guru. And perhaps we would never be spiritual teachers, but that does not mean we can't adopt the trait of the guru and use them as a role model for the development of our crown chakra. Our ultimate goal in our crown work, chakra work, is to reach this level of enlightenment, much like the guru, and to realize that we are more than this earth and this body, that there is so much more to us and our existence, that everything is connected, and ultimately that we are one. It is then that we see there is beauty in everything. The opening of the crown chakra, despite its odd sensation, was one of my favorite experience and a turning point for me as I realized I no longer needed specific guru or spiritual teacher. Instead, I knew that all of the life would be my teacher. I couldn't conceive of it at all times, but I became a spiritual teacher myself. However, the truth is that as much as I am a teacher, I am more so an eternal student of life. I am always learning. and you should be too. Crown chakra stones. Now, some of my favorite stones for the crown chakra that we're going to talk about. The majority of them are colorless. And I find this both calming and a reminder of the pure divine energy in this energy center. The selenite is a clear colorless stone. It is exceptionally vibrational, distilling negative emotions and bringing clarity in the mind. This ethereal stone connects us to a higher consciousness and to the realm of the divine. So it's wonderful to use for opening the crown chakra. The selenite wand carries a very purifying energy and can clear the aura of both people and items. Now, I use mine to clear crystals and other items I keep in my sacred place for rituals and meditation. Now, the clear quartz is one of my must-have stones. This common yet extraordinary stone has powerful cleansing and energizing properties. Now, I like to use both the polished clear quartz stone and wand for meditation, rituals, and healing. Placing a medium-sized polished clear quartz stone on top of one's head or surrounding the head area during a crown chakra activation will help open this powerful energy center and facilitate a divine connection. Diamond is another one. Your ancestors say diamonds are not only a girl's best friend, but also a powerful stone for our healing to get. Now, often referred to as the stone of invincibility. Now, thanks to its hard nature, diamond have purifying, protective, courageous, and abundant energies. You can use a piece of the diamond jewelry during your crown chakra meditation and rituals, and then wear it with the intention for it to continue to stimulate your divine connection. Favorite stone. I think I can open up an amethyst jewelry store. Now, amethyst is a wonderful stone for meditation and rituals and for balancing all of the chakras. Now, in relations to the crown chakra, it is best to try and obtain an amethyst crystal that is as an indigo as possible to tap into the seventh chakra. By using the amethyst in rituals or meditation, you can bring tranquility to your mind and clear it so you can experience the pure consciousness, wisdom, and bliss that come with a fully open and balanced crown chakra. Now, I have a large piece of the raw amethyst, you know, near my bed, at my workplace. And you know, I also use a small tumbling amethyst stone in meditation, in rituals, and all healing sessions. And I also carry a piece in a pouch in my purse. Now we're going to talk about the crown chakra essential oils. Now, all of the essential oils recommend having a calming and relaxing property. And some also have a mystical connotation. Frankincense and myrrh was considered to be gift fit for a king. As referred in the biblical story of the three wise men. Lavender, just as amethyst, serves as a healing stone for all seven other chakras, so too is lavender oil. It's universal and is energetic assistant to all of the chakras. Now, when it comes to the crown chakra, lavender brings calmness, peace of mind, which facilitates clear-mindedness and maintains the open and balanced flow of the seven energy centers. Diffusing this oil for ritual and meditation or placing a few drops on your pillow at night promote peace of mind and a divine connection. Frankincense, the holy oil. Frankincense is another must-have in your essential oil toolbox, as it promotes tranquility and activates a spiritual connection. You can diffuse this oil for meditation, rituals, or take it through direct inhalation to create an almost instant energy shift. This ancient oil has certain properties that stimulate the pineal and pituitary gland, so it has both emotional and physical benefits. Now, I like to diffuse the frankincense oil by itself and combine it with other oils to create a custom blend. Now, smycnol is a lesser known but potent essential oil. Smycnol has a rich, earthy aroma that is grounding and can balance an overactive crown chakra. This oil also has properties that help the brain and relieve some tension, headache, migraines that are symptomatic of an imbalanced seven chakra. Now, I like to diffuse this oil along with frankincense. Now, if I am feeling tense or my head, feel cloudy, I will use that. Now, myrrh is another magical essential oil. It's wonderful for stimulating an underactive or blocked crown chakra. Now, I recommend using this oil as part of a custom blend for massaging the scalp and helping to open the crown chakra. Is there any question, Ms. Linda?
No, you said, but what was the oil that was before myrrh? Was that frankincense that you just spoke of for the tension relief?
Oh, no, that's spikenard.
Okay, how do you spell that?
That's spikenard.
Okay, that's what I needed. Okay. Okay, I got it. Thank you. That's it.
All right, so now we're going to go in to the custom blend. And these are the things that you need to make your divine connection blend. Now, the purpose of this custom oil blend is to connect you to your higher self and the divine realm. Now, the energy of the divine connection blend will assist with rituals and meditations during the process of opening and balancing the crown chakra. You can also use this blend at times when you feel disconnected from yourself, others, or the universe, or when you need a little energetic assistance to reconnect to your spiritual path. Now, these are the ingredients that you need. So this is an opportunity, if you don't already have your pen and pencil out, this is an opportunity to grab your pen and your tablet, your journal, your notebook, whatever it is that you need to write with. Now, the first ingredient is you're going to take a 2 tablespoons of the almond oil or any other carrier oil, like coconut oil. It's another one that I love using. Then you're going to take 3 drops of the lavender essential oil, 2 drops of the frankincense, 2 drops of myrrh, and 1 drop of the spikenard. Now, you're going to need a 2-ounce dark glass bottle and a dropper, and it will make about 1.5 ounce. The first thing you're going to do is put the almond oil into a dark glass bottle using a dropper. Add each essential oil, cover the bottle, and swirl it lightly. Now you're going to massage or dab the oil onto the top of your head and your neck, or inhale directly as needed. Now remember, this only for external use. We're going to go now into our visualization for the crown chakra. Now, the best way to facilitate this meditation, it's very important to clear the physical and energetic space for your crown chakra. Now I want you to take a few moments to smudge your space and yourself. You can take your sage bundle and gently wave it around the crown of your head. It's another powerful way to do this is to take some of your divine connection blend that we just talked about, or frankincense, or massage it into the top of your head using a medium-sized polished crown chakra stone, such as a clear quartz or selenite. You could diffuse lavender oil or another of the crown chakra oil. And take a few deep inhalations of these oils. Then settle into a comfortable position. You can lie down or close your eyes. And just take in a few cleansing breaths. Inhaling through your nostrils. Exhaling out of your mouth. While visualizing your breath as a beautiful violet light. Bring your attention into the crown of your head and see your breath as a vibrant, vibrant light entering into your head and flooding your entire head and brain. See the vibrant light wafting in all the parts of your head and feel itself in pure energy. Focus on the crown of your head and see the violet light forming a half moon on top of your head, symbolizing your crown chakra. Now notice, what this half moon looks and feel like. Observe it, exact shape, dimension, and color. And whether it is static or spinning. Continue to observe this half moon. Make a mental note of any image that comes to mind. Memories, feelings, thoughts, and intuitive insight you receive as to the state of this powerful energy center. Once you feel you have obtained significant insight into the functioning of your crown chakra, take a moment to acknowledge and give gratitude to this energy point in your body, and then gently open up your eyes. Now we're going to move into the activation of the crown chakra. Massaging your scalp with a few drops of the divine connection. You can take a shower. You can wash your hair. Massaging the crown of your head gently. And just visualizing the water purifying both your physical and energetic body. This activation is best performed with the assistance of a nightlight or this natural light. You can be outdoors, eliminating, permitting, but if you prefer to be inside, carry out the activation near a window or in a room with natural light. Have your crown chakra stone in your hand. Now, if you have a selenite or the quartz one, wave them around the top of your hand to help clear it energetically. Now take one of your smooth polished stones and place it on the crown of your head as though you are wearing a crystal cap. Now focusing on the crown of your head, visualizing once again the violet half moon and seeing the healing violet light coming through your entire head and brain. Feel the healing and the calming qualities of this light and start to breathe more consciously. As you breathe in, call in clarity and divine connection. As you exhale, release through that does not serve you or that are outdated, disharmonizing, or unusual. And as you think of thoughts, release thoughts that do not serve you or that are outdated, disharmonizing, or unlovely. Bring your attention to the violet happening bowing your head and see an opening at the top of it, which allows the light to stream in. See this light as a purifier. Golden light with your breath. Now inhale this light through the opening of the half moon and see it shining into your head, almost like a torchlight. Welcome this light as your divine connection, which allows you to connect to both your higher self and the divine self. Feel a sense of peace and expansion within your mind and a realization that everything and everyone is connected. There is a divine order in your life, even if it does not appear so. Feel a sense of gratitude throughout your body as you realize the connection and the beauty in all existence. Focusing once again on the crown of your head, see the violet half moon transform into a beautiful violet lotus, which starts to open up with more petals that you can count. All openings up towards the golden light, which continue to emanate from above. Now, as this lotus continues to flower, feel a sensation of a calm flood your entire body from your head to the toe as you realize that you are divinely connected, guided and protected. Gently open up your eyes when you're finished. All right, now we're going to go into the reflection of the crown chakra. Still sitting in your sacred space. You know, and if you're not, doesn't have your diffuser, this is the opportunity, you know, to, you know, light some of your plateau seto or diffuse plateau seto oil. If you have a selenite or a quartz wand, you can wave it around your head. Then also, you can also use the divine oil that we talked about that we blend in this place and massage that into your crown chakra. Now you can place an amethyst crystal or your writing on your writing desk or wherever you're sitting. Now take one of your polished stones and hold it in your hand just for a few moments, connecting to its clarifying properties. Now I want you to just journal about your crown chakra, visualizing and activating. I want you to note what you have learned so far about your crown chakra and any insight you may have on how you can bring this powerful energy center into alignment, optimal flow. Now, I want you to use these questions as a guide for your reflection. So grab your pen and paper. Number one, do you view your life experiences through a spiritual perspective? Do you view your life experiences through a spiritual perspective? Number two, what is your spiritual truth? And do you honor this in your life? Number three, do you engage in religion or spiritual rituals, or do you have these with intentions? Do you feel connected to yourself in a higher source than conducting rituals? Do you appreciate the beauty of nature? Are you able to see that an appreciation of beauty, whether in yourself, others, or nature, makes life more interesting?
Well, that was Stephanie Haynes. We were going into the last end of visualizations, questions, gratitude, and reflection about the seventh chakras. That's some technical difficulties here, but that is okay. Stephanie Haynes, the healer, the author of The Healing of the Room, has taken us through our series. She ran into some technical difficulties. But on that note, what we're going to do is share with you what we found out for tomorrow, which is August 24th, and we will not be on because we were speaking about the cosmos and the strong energy. And tomorrow, because Uranus is in Taurus, the foundation is to be cracked open. Take steps, leap into the unknown. Step out of your comfort zone. Reestablish our sense of self-worth, okay? Our values, a sense of self, our skills, understand the need for rest, and dealing finances and our financial burden. So as she was speaking of the seven chakras out there, this crown chakra is the leading chakra that balances it all. So keep that in mind. Make sure that we all tension to our bodies. I will post out to you what's going to happen for next week as I get the information. Please enjoy, enjoy, enjoy.
Let me see you move. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Like you, oh, oh, me, oh.
We have Stephanie back with us. Stephanie, are you okay? I know we had a technical problem. We were getting ready to sign off, but were you back on?
Yes, I'm here. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, I think we had a technical disconnect, and I explained it, but we still have some time here, and we want you to wrap us up here. I gave them some closing information about, you know, the zodiac signs out there, because that blended into what we were speaking of. But, yeah, back on. Carry us on out. We have a few more minutes. Listeners, don't hang up yet.
All right, so we're going to finish with the affirmation.
Okay.
All right, so where we left off at is to, we were talking about diffusing one of our combination chakra oils and inhale the aroma deeply. And we're going to dab some of that divine connection blend or another crown chakra oil on the top of our head and also place it on your temple and the back of your neck. Now we're going to focus in your attention on the crown of your head, visualizing the violent half moon once more. Begin to repeat your affirmation, and as you do so, envision a violent light swirling around your half moon. Allow this light to infuse you with calmness and the knowledge that all is well and as it should be. As you repeat your affirmation, see the violent half moon move slowly, transform it into a beautiful lotus flower. And as the flower opens, feel a sense of peace, connection, and utter bliss flood your body. And let's repeat after me, if you will. I am one with the universe. I am one with the divine. I honor and nurture my divine connection. I embrace perfection in imperfection. I trust that all that is unfolding is for my higher good. I am at peace with myself, others, and all of life. I experience bliss regularly, simply from living my everyday life. So with that being said, Miss Linda, that's the end of the crown chakra.
Okay. So when we finish that, we're down with the crown. You know, I could do this over and over. We just love this crown. And this each time, you know, I gain more insight on it because I have a beautiful chart over here and a nice journal book that was a lovely, lovely gift that I will cherish and cherish and cherish. But next week, where are we going? What are we going to be speaking of? And is there questions that I need to put out there or any thought patterns we need to precept the listeners up with? Where are we going for next week? We're ended with the chakras.
Yeah, well, not quite. What I would go into is we're going to go into talk about different rituals that we can do. You know,
okay.
Like grounding, breath meditation. We're going to go into mindfulness and visualization. Okay. We're going to do a talk about daily brain dump.
Okay.
Protective shield visualization. So we're going to go through some just go through a daily ritual that you can do to keep yourself balanced.
Okay. All right. I like that. I like that. I
and
definitely
then I'm gonna,
like
that. Yes, go ahead. And then I'm going to end with the fall equinox.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
Yes, the summer, you know, we finished the summer solstice. That's, you know, that's gone. So now we're going into the fall.
Okay. I love it. I love it. That way we stay ahead of the game. We have the awareness out there. There's so much going on out here. That is out. I didn't know. I know that you had a wonderful event over the weekend. I did some research about it and sort of like found out. I know it was a beautiful experience. Does that come once a year, or is that an annual event so that next for the next one I'll be able to attend? I knew nothing of it.
Well, actually, it travels from city to city.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, it was here in L.A., and then it's traveled to San Francisco.
Okay. Yeah,
so
I think I said that. Well, we'll have to talk when we're sitting down talking and getting me some information on that. Just a lot of things are going on and happening. These energies are out here. And it's always so good for you to bring us down, let us make us aware of what's up around and how we can keep ourselves in balance. And the chakras is just one form of balancing, but as you said, the visualization, the protective shield, the things that we can do on a daily basis to just keep ourselves in tune is so helpful. And we appreciate you so much because we know you're a busy lady out there. So is anything coming up within this month, or will the webinar start next month? What are we looking for? Anything happening at the end of this week that you would like to tell us about?
Not this week. We just finished up the Growing and Sexy on last Friday. The theme was embracing the beauty that lives inside of you.
Okay.
And so what we did makeovers with the ladies and did a fashion show. So it was
really
nice.
Okay, how did the ladies enjoy it? Everybody likes to get all spiffied up and strut out there.
Yes.
I know it was that. Okay, okay. Now, these were the workshop attendees that participated, or were there outside models coming in? Also, it was from the participants. I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we know that you're out there in doing all of this. So this week we're kind of like clear. I've been looking out. I see the information. I think you had sent something in, but keep me abreast on that. And I'm still trying to get out there to you. We have a few setbacks here, but that's okay. Setbacks are at 10. They clear up at 10:30. We don't worry about it, but I'll give you a call and speak to you on it. As I say, you know, we're focusing over here. When someone tells you no, you show them why they should have said yes. So that's the mode that we're in over here, going through that type of energy. But we're getting through it, okay?
Okay.
All right, you understand. But I will speak with you on an off-air time, you know, because, you know, we don't want to put all this out here. So I will just text you and find out a good time to call you and just update you on situation.
Okay.
Okay. Well, Stephanie Haynes, the author of Healing of the Wound, has spoke with us. We've gone through our chakra series. We love you so much. I have a binder that's just set up just for my chakras, okay? And I have them listed. I go through listeners and I list my alls and I keep that list with me, so if I'm out shopping, I can pick up all the things that I need for each chakra. And now I'm organizing everything, so I know that this couch is for number one. And it's very exciting over here when you can get in tune to yourself and thoroughly be in tune to the energy and your energy and what you can do with your energy for yourself and for others. Stephanie, you know what we're going to close with. When you light a candle for another, your path always becomes brighter and wider. And on that note, would you like to give us a few words just to give us some thought for next week, however way you want to put it?
I just want to say, you know, the most important thing is to be true to yourself.
Yes.
And always to be able to speak your truth.
Yes.
Never allow anyone to take your power.
Never. I love it. Be true to yourself. Never allow anyone to take your power. Always speak your truth. Well, you know, you can put me at the top of the list on that because I don't have a problem with that one. And I can share this. Thank you for the reminder. When you practice that and when you become being true to yourself and never allowing anyone to take your power, you feel remarkable. You feel like a shiny new sunbeam. Okay, keep that in mind out there, listeners. Be true to yourself. Never allow anyone to take your power. Always be your authentic you. Stephanie Haynes, you know we love you. We know without you, you know, keeping us in line and letting us know the directions and keeping ourselves happy in spite of all your community activities, you come on and you share and care with us. And we love you for that. I don't know how many listeners know about your book. Your book is still on order out there. Can they still order The Healing of the Wound? Is that still on print, or what are you doing about that?
Yeah, actually, they can email me.
Okay, would you give them that information?
Yeah, you can email me at fashion. BLYFIT22@gmail.com. Once again, that's fashion BLYFIT22@gmail.com.
And they can pick up that book and journals,
yes,
and all the information that's entailed in it. And just give it to them one more time. This email one more time, Stephanie.
It's fashion, FASHION, BLYFIT, 22@gmail.com.
@gmail.com. Listeners, that was Fashionably 22. Fashionably Fit, FIT, 22@gmail.com. Email Stephanie Haynes. Get that book. It's something that you want to have in your collection. And to be honest with you, that's really the only book you need when you're talking about you. And on that note, Stephanie, we're going to tell you to have a great evening. Thank you so much, and I will be speaking with you shortly, okay?
All right, take care.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Stephanie Haynes, the author.
don't you sing it?
Yeah.